One of the characteristics of sacred scripture that we see in many places is that the authors will use very familiar human realities to illuminate for us, to become analogies for divine and spiritual things. Maybe the most obvious example of this is the parables of our Lord, when he takes just very common things and uses them to teach us about the kingdom of God. But we see it elsewhere too, including today in the words that St. Paul shares with us from his letter to the Corinthians. He uses the analogy of clothing, speaks about that which is corruptible, clothing itself with incorruptibility, that which is mortal, clothing itself with immortality. It made me think of a little exchange I had on Friday. I was spending some time with our kindergartners. We were coloring a picture of the Sacred Heart together. And while that was happening, one of the little kindergarten girls came up to the front of the classroom where I was, and she looked up at me and she said, "I like your outfit." I thought that was very precious. And then another little girl sitting right by her said, "I have one just like it, except mine has diamonds on it." So, I'm not sure why our kindergarten girls are dressing like priests, but we'll leave that for another day. But our clothing, it says something, right? We get dressed up for special events. We put on our Sunday best, if you will, when we come to church or go to other important gatherings. Even in the life of the church and in the liturgy, clothing takes on a significance. In baptism, we were clothed with that white garment, a symbol of the dignity and purity of our baptism. The priest clothes himself in the sacred vestments to signify that it is not merely this human being who is working here, acting in the sanctuary, but it is Christ himself who is at work in the priest during the Mass. And so it is that St. Paul uses this familiar custom of ours to speak to us about getting spiritually dressed up, if you will, about our own corruptible, mortal existence, clothing itself with what is incorruptible and immortal. And there's probably a temptation to think, well, St. Paul is only speaking about heaven, right? Whenever that is, that God calls us from this life into eternal life, well, then what is mortal and corruptible will be clothed with what is immortal and incorruptible. And certainly, St. Paul does mean this. But at the same time, the life of heaven, eternal life, is not meant to be something that we just kind of wait for some time in the future. It's really the task of the whole Christian life. It begins at baptism, to begin to live here and now on this earth, the life of the kingdom of God. Which means we're meant throughout our Christian lives, little by little, to be clothing ourselves with what is incorruptible and immortal. We're meant to be putting on Christ, clothing ourselves in him through this process of growth in holiness, at the heart of which is the invitation from our Lord and his church to foster the virtues in our lives. The virtues, these good habits of the Christian life: faith, hope, charity, prudence, justice, temperance, fortitude, patience, humility, gratitude. The list goes on and on of what it is that we are meant to clothe ourselves with as followers of Jesus Christ, so as to make that life of heaven something of a reality already here on earth. This call to clothe ourselves in virtue is important because the virtues are these good habits that shape our character. When we grow in virtue, it's not just that we do good things here and there, but we become good people. We become other Christs in the world today who are in the habit of thinking and speaking and doing good at every moment. But that's a long process that happens gradually over time. And it happens as the fruit, first of all, of God's grace in our life, That's why we need the sacraments and we need to pray. And then our own cooperation, our own efforts to receive the grace of God and to put it into practice in our lives. We're coming up again as a church on a season of special grace that brings with it an invitation to greater effort to clothe ourselves in Christ. I speak, of course, about the season of Lent that will begin Wednesday with Ash Wednesday. It'd be important for us, I think, today and over the next couple of days to make sure we have a good plan in place for Lent this year. Have you thought about that? Have you formulated your plan, your Lenten plan for this year? The church invites us to think in terms of three categories for that Lenten plan: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And I think it would be good for each one of us to have in mind at least one way that we will give ourselves to each of these three disciplines during the 40 days of Lent. Prayer, maybe through a daily rosary or setting aside silent time to pray with sacred scripture, or joining our parish family for the Stations of the Cross on Fridays. Some way to give ourselves more generously to seeking the Lord in prayer. And fasting. Of course, we all together fast on Ash Wednesday and Good Friday, and we abstain from meat each Friday. But on top of that, are there maybe other ways that we can fast? Even outside of just the most obvious fasting of food, Pope Francis, in his Lenten message this year, suggests a fast from digital media, he says, in favor of authentic face-to-face encounters. Maybe we could set aside that social media for the season of Lent and in its place foster more of that unique, authentic face-to-face communion with one another. And almsgiving. The most obvious here is some financial generosity to those in need, but also ourselves performing works of charity, doing random acts of kindness perhaps, putting some skin in the game rather than just money from our wallets. Pray, ask our Lord today and over the next couple days, how do you, Lord, want me to give myself to these disciplines of Lent this year, so as to clothe myself more with you and with the virtues of the Christian life. Through that, we will, by God's grace and our cooperation, arrive at Easter this year, hopefully not just dressed outwardly in our Easter finery, but clothed interiorly in our soul, clothed with that incorruptibility, that immortality that is life in Christ. If we give ourselves to these Lenten disciplines, come Easter, we will be more like Jesus. We will be instruments of forming and shaping our world more in keeping with his holy kingdom. St. Patrick, pray for us.